Well, how you doing?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Why are you doing good?
I had a great weekend.
Oh.
I had a great birthday.
Yeah.
There's flowers surrounding me, which I just feel like is giving a good energy.
Yep.
Also, Perry Gilpin retweeted us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just... let me just name a few.
We also got to enjoy a cake for your birthday.
An amazing cake by a sponsor.
By our sponsor.
Our one and only sponsor
who refuses to pay us. I send him the bills weekly.
Yeah, unattended to.
Yeah, and he just sends them back.
Right, he's right.
So rude. But...
With crumbs on them.
Yeah.
Not even the full thing. Anyway, yeah, I ate a cake from... At the Baking Poppy. It was delicious.
His legal name, by the way. It's really weird. They were ahead of their time.
It had a black exterior and flowers on top. And then there was a gold sign that said happy birthday. And I gotta say, I really loved it. Also, there was 5 layers of chocolate.
Yeah. So he had asked me how many people would be eating this. And I was like, 4, maybe 6. Well, because we went out for your birthday and a lot of people showed up, but we were doing this on your actual birthday. It's just a few of us are going to be around.
Right.
It was like pretty chill.
Yeah.
And then he went and made this gargantuan cake.
It's 5 layers.
And that's still tasteful. Don't get me wrong. It's a beautiful cake.
Yeah. And when you look at it, you're like, oh, I can handle this cake.
Yeah. I didn't.
And then over time, you're like, 5 layers. That's like 2 cakes.
Yeah. It's 2 cakes. One on top of the other.
3 cakes.
Yeah. He actually just did that. He made 2 cakes and he just smashed them together. No.
It was beautiful.
Beautiful, yeah.
He did it. Amazing.
And as he said, he's like, I know you said, 4 to 6 people, but I'm an artist and I had a vision.
Right.
And I wanted to manifest that vision.
30 people have been fed, but really actually just 5 people.
No.
6 times. Yeah. Anyway, it was delicious. I'm going to eat some after.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Well,
I'm glad you had a great birthday, even though you don't share it with Perry Gilpin.
Thank you.
I know that weighed
it's
on
actually,
you.
It makes it a little harder, but I still managed to persevere. Speaking of Perry Gilpin.
4 degrees. 3 degrees. 2 degrees. Of Perry Gilpin.
One last Perry note. She also had an article.
Last Perry note.
I mean, our first of many Perry notes.
First
of infinite Perry notes.
In a rolling continuum of Perry notes. Let's get to this one.
Yeah. She had an article that someone wrote about her on stylist.co.uk. How Fraser's Roz Doyle flew the flag for feminism.
Well, yeah.
And she did, and that's what we've been saying, and that's what this article's saying. I will say we were not cited, but...
Yeah, but you know what? We put these things out into the universe, right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes...
And the universe picks them up.
Picks
when
them
they
up.
Can.
Yep.
And I like it. And I'm really happy. They did some great art, and they go through all the reasons why she is a feminist hero.
A lot of reasons you've listed out before.
Yes.
Yeah.
But also a lot of ones that I didn't think of.
Like what, Kendra?
Like I didn't
name one. I bet you can't.
She chooses to be a single mother. I have never said that.
Right.
Because
you've actually never seen the show. You didn't know she chose to be a single mother.
No. Although I will say that does happen in the later episodes, and like watching it out of order, it's confusing.
Are you saying you watched it out of order?
Yeah.
Are you saying you've watched the show?
Yes.
What's it about? No, we're actually, we're toying with the idea of watching it together.
Yeah, from
the beginning.
Through it all.
Through it all.
And we're excited about the prospect. Also, a tiny bit daunted.
Yeah, very daunted.
Yeah.
We're always daunted. This would be a little extra daunted.
By everything.
Yeah.
This is a struggle.
It's a struggle. That's why we haven't done it yet.
Mm-hmm.
And we're mentioning it now, so maybe we have to down the line because we've mentioned it.
And let us know how much you want us to do that.
Speaking of TV shows that we all find delightful, I've started Sharp Objects.
Oh, yeah. That is, that's exactly, I would actually put Frasier and Sharp Objects in the same genre.
They call it the Frasier of the teens. That's what they call it. It's the miniseries Frasier.
Why wouldn't they call it the teens? Why are we calling it's the odd teens?
Because people are still alive from the last teens.
Yeah.
You know? What do you think? What do you want to tell them?
Yeah.
That they don't matter anymore, Kendra? God, you're such an ageist.
I know.
No. Wait a minute. Are they still? Oh, I guess some might
my be. My grandma isn't.
Yep. Was she born in the teens?
I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah, I think maybe 1920. Please, no one do the research.
We need to move on.
Okay, so
or
you are watching we Sharp can Objects.
Dwell.
So as I just want to quickly say, didn't I tell you about the ghosts?
There's a ghost vibe, and there's a lot of things reflected, and it's giving me the heebie-jeebies.
It's got some heebie-jeebie elements.
It but and I do.
What episode
I do really,
are you on? Because I'm, we I'm don't through, want anyone to spoil it for you.
I'm through four, so I'm halfway through. This is eight episodes. And I really dig it. And I think that it's got a pretty good pace so far, even though it's like kind of taking its time.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like Castle Rock, which I thought took its time a little too much. Yeah. You know? And also, this is just like a higher quality. And I ended up, I'm liking Castle Rock.
It's just very this expensive. Is, Sharp Objects, it both is very good at not being expensive. Because she's getting Svedka vodka. It's not that expensive. Mm. But, on the other hand, it's very expensive because it's just like, there's very nice wallpaper in it.
Oh my God.
You can tell.
The lighting.
The shots are good. The amount that you'd have to pay an editor to make as many cuts as they do. If you're paying by the cut.
Oh my God.
If you're paying by the cut, you gotta. Not what I even meant.
Speaking of cuts.
Whoa. Ugh. That's not what I meant. But if you're paying.
God.
An editor, by how many times you cut it, you'd be out of money.
My
I think HBO has enough.
So I'm wondering. I'm just gonna put something out there.
Okay.
This isn't a spoiler because I don't know what happens. Mm-hmm. I will say this, and Kendra, avert your eyes because I don't want any hints. If this show it ends up being like because these two little girls have died or two teenage girls have died, right? If it ends up being that like a woman did it, if that's what she does with this,
mm-hmm.
I am gonna be a little angry because they're dropping these weird hints like there's no way it couldn't have been it had to be a man, but they like kind of say it hoarsely, and I'm like, oh, because like she did this thing with Gone Girl that sort of flipped your expectations on their head,
yeah.
But at some point you're like, no, like men are dangerous, like sorry, like
no,
let's
can we stick with the plan about the men being
well
dangerous?
It's just
that's
like
a great point,
you know, you're I get it and it's interesting and there's and it's also like in the show so far I don't know how it ends, so like I don't even know if that's the case. It's bringing up a lot of interesting dynamics between the men and the women, and the women are in charge, like
right.
pretty much, you know, like it's not like there's but
you're saying
I'm a little
you just
hesitant.
Want more statistical reality in your movies and TV. I wonder how many movies and TV are like, are we at like a 50-50 split for how many women are murderers?
Well, yeah.
And
right.
I can tell you, not true to real life.
It's not.
How many episodes of Snapped are there? Now, how many episodes of...
What's Snapped?
Have you not heard of Snapped?
I don't think so.
It's like, I believe it's a Lifetime show where it's just about women who snapped. It's about women who snapped and killed their husband.
No, it's because there's a long history of this, right? Else. And I know is it Gillian Flynn or Gillian Flynn? This
we'll
is why I didn't want
know.
To say it.
Yeah,
this
yeah,
is
that's
why
you should have never brought it up.
Oh, we had to though. No, but there's like a history of like kind of a bullshit way of Hollywood taking on some of these things. Like the first sexual harassment movie, Thriller, really was Disclosure, in which Demi Moore sexually harasses Michael Douglas. Like they were like, oh, we'll go that way. That's the more interesting take.
Yeah.
And it's like the same thing with another Michael Douglas movie. He's always the victim.
Yeah, what is he up to?
Fatal Attraction.
Mm.
He cheats on his wife with Glenn Close.
Right.
She ends up being a little
if everyone's
nuts.
Making, well, yeah.
It's just like.
It just negates that.
But.
Oh, I agree. No. I'm saying great point. I like your perspective. Well, but I can't say anything about it.
Right. You better like not. All right. No. So, but I do dig it, and I think.
But I will snap later.
Oh no. No. But I do. I will say that the my favorite thing about the show is I think the sound and the music.
They do really good, like.
Yeah, like the sound design and the music that's played, and it's mm-hmm. I think it all works very well. It does helps work create really a little well. A mood.
Yeah.
But it's a little brutal.
Yeah.
And I was told that it wasn't really that scary, and it's a little scary.
It is scary. Yeah. I think I definitely was not the one who told you it wasn't scary.
You mentioned the ghosts.
I did.
You said it's like kind of it's got a lot of ghost stuff.
Yeah. It doesn't really, as I mentioned before.
I just think that people look at it and they're like, well, it's not like a real horror show, you know, so it's not that scary. And you're like, but it's like more realistic, and it's about like horrible violence.
Yeah.
It's a little brutal.
Yeah.
But great show.
And great performance. Great performances.
Oh.
But we shouldn't even get into this.
Yeah, we can move
I already
on.
Told you about how much
when I finish it, we're going to have to talk about it
because
again.
Because I feel like you're talking about something that's really high quality. Mm-hmm. And what I want to talk about something is the lowest quality thing I've seen in literally years.
Is this so the lowest quality thing?
I think that might be true, except for we did see Table 19, so...
Oh, wow. Shots fired against Table 19. I thought we had moved on. We wanted
no,
to...
No, I mean, I've moved on, but... I'm just saying, there. I've watched both of those this year.
So,
I haven't even said the name.
I know, but which one, before you even say the name, do you think it's worse than Table 19?
I think it's more problematic than Table 19.
I really
19.
Stumped you.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's because I was trying to remember how bad... it's also, Table 19 has the benefit of a rearview mirror in that I no longer have to look at it. Table 19 was funnier to make fun of.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Well, so... This is a Netflix movie called Sierra Burgess is a Loser. And
I'm sure you've all heard of it. It's been
promoting it a lot. But
it's got our boy in it.
Because it has Peter Kavinsky in it, mm-hmm. whose name is actually Noah Centineo.
Centino?
Whoever. The point is Peter Kavinsky.
Peter K.
So the general plot is Barb from Stranger Things. Is
already they could have made this movie better if they were just like Barb from Stranger Things, Peter Kay from All the Boys
right,
they
actually just take their personas,
same thing,
and then they're like, it's a rom-com between the two of them. Yeah. Actually, that is kind of what I think they should have done because what they did, it's a catfishing story. It's a story truly of she gets texted because the mean girl in school is really mean. By the way, there will be spoilers here because I don't want one of you to watch this. It would make me sad if anyone also watched this. So
Kendra, I haven't seen it.
Like, I want Barb to do well. That's the part that stinks. Is like, I want her to have like a great movie, which is why I will tell you what I think this movie should have been after. Because I think Barb still needs more opportunities and she's great.
Maybe call her by her real name. Yeah. Might help her opportunities.
Okay. So there's a mean girl in school. She's very mean. And like very mean. Like just like rude things to everyone in their face. Even teachers are scared. You know?
Yeah.
Very mean. And then Barb is not afraid of her at all. Her name's Sierra Burgess in this. I will now refer to her as Sierra Burgess.
Okay.
Sierra Burgess is not afraid of her at all. So the mean girl is always trying to do things to make her, like, feel bad. So this cute guy...
She's accepted the challenge.
Yeah. Yes. So, not Peter Kavinsky. I forget
Other
his name
new
in
guy.
This. It is
Peter
Kavinsky.
Oh, it's Peter K. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. I'm actually just going to call him Peter Kavinsky.
Yep.
But that is rude to his character.
Not the same
all
character.
All the boys I loved before. Yeah.
Okay.
Although he's very nice, too.
Okay.
So he goes... They're at, like, a diner... And he goes up to Mean Girl, who's whatever. He goes and he's like, hey, can I have your number? And she's like, yeah. And she takes Sierra Burgess's number and gives it to him. Because Sierra Burgess was like tutoring. And so she like finds her number and then like gives it out to like random strangers.
Oh my God.
So she gives it to this boy who's very cute. And her... And she's like, her friends are like, why did you do that? He was actually hot. And she's like, because he's hanging out with losers. Like losers hang out with losers. That's what she says. Because Peter Kavinsky has two friends who are just like, just they look like
normal dudes. I gotta say, I kind of like this girl.
Yeah. She's terrible. Anyway, she has a boyfriend who she's dating who's in college. So she's also like, I'm above it all.
Yeah.
But Sarah Burgess and Peter Kavinsky start texting. And he's like, oh my God, she's so funny. Ken, the texts are not written. Nothing is well written. Nothing is like fleshed out. Like you know when you have like a really good text combo with someone?
It's been years, but I do remember. Yeah.
They do not get the essence of what a good text combo is at all. They just send pictures of animals back and forth to each other. And like, just like stock photos of animals. like a monkey like smiling.
So it was like, it was the case where like, when a movie says like, oh, our conversations are so great. And you're like, I saw the conversation. Not that great.
I think I was there for that. And I got to say, didn't see the chemistry or even like quality in any way.
Yep.
So that's happening. And then, so then they start talking on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, wow, your voice sounds so much fuller.
Yeah.
And there's like a joke about that. And I'm like,
I was going to say, you sound like Barb. Like,
oh my God.
Wait, is this Barb? Is this Peter Kavinsky?
He's like, you sound just like the girl in Stranger Things. And she's like, you sound just like To All the Boys I Loved Before. No, that doesn't happen. He's just like, and she's like, oh, I have a cold. And that becomes like a joke of theirs where she's like, are you calling my voice fat? And that's supposed to be like a joke that shows how funny they are. And you're like, that joke is low quality in any version of society. Then they're talking. Okay, so this whole time, Peter Kavinsky's falling in love with her. He thinks she's the other girl. And he's like, wow, she's so like smart and funny while also being this. And then they're building out the cheerleader character. She's a cheerleader. And as being terrible.
Cheerleaders.
But then her and Sarah Burgess become friends out of nowhere, it seems. Wait. Because she needs to seem smart for her college boyfriend. And Sierra Burgess needs her pictures so that she can put her on her thing.
So then
it's like they try and do G-chat together or like a video chat.
It's kind of like You've Got
they
Mail.
They Skype and she's there and they like fake a lag with her voice.
Oh.
And it's just really sad. And then they go on a date and okay, here's exactly when, first of all, the whole thing felt very not consensual because Peter Kavinsky is not aware of any of this. And we live in a world where all parties should know who everyone is.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I do think if you're meeting up for a date, I mean, it's not okay to catfish someone, but that, they're, you know.
No. They meet up for a date and the other girl, the cheerleader.
The hot girl?
The cheerleader, we call her Ken. Sorry. The cheerleader and Peter Kavinsky go on this date and he's like, oh, what happened to your voice? It sounds so skinny. They reuse that awful joke.
God.
It
sounds so skinny. Oh my God.
Right.
But do they have, like, do they even get along at that point?
No, not really. Well, it's like she's on her phone texting, getting info from her and being like, oh, blah, blah, blah. Then he's like, she's like, oh, he's going to drive me home. He drives her home, but they're like out in a parking lot beforehand. And Sarah Burgess, formerly of Barb, is under the car listening and texting her notes. She could have gotten murdered.
By the car.
Yeah. By Peter Kavinsky. And it is so... And then... Okay, wait. Here's the worst part. Well, it's like the second worst part. It's probably the first worst part, but there's another worst part coming. Then he's like, let me kiss you. I want to kiss you. He's talking to the cheerleader in front of him.
Yeah.
And she's like, you have to close your eyes. This is when consent becomes a big fucking question. He's like, she's like, close your eyes. And he closes his eyes. She's like, you have to keep them closed. And then she's like, come on. Because she realizes that she's under the thing. And she comes out and kisses him. Sierra Burgess kisses him.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, then he opens his eyes and he's like, ugh. And he's like, oh, I thought I saw something. No, that was Sierra Burgess rolling back under the car.
Rolling under the car.
No, actually, she technically runs. But whatever. Either way.
No, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You can't kiss people without asking.
By the way, this movie sounds like it was made in the 1980s.
It sounds like it was made in the 1980s, and then also doesn't have the charm of something being from the 1980s.
Well, when you look back, you're like, they... Ugh.
Yeah, exactly. At least it was back then, and this one you're like...
didn't have the new wave music.
Right.
Does it have any racist stereotypes?
I bet it does.
You were just focused on the...
I was
catfish.
So focused on the
What's
fact
the second
that
part, though, that wasn't...
Then Sierra Burgess does something really evil to her friend because she sees her friend, like, he's coming for the big football game. He's the quarterback, also. And, it's so dumb. But then he goes...
Question. He and the cheerleader and Barb are all in this high school together, right?
No. Sorry. He's at another high school that, like, plays football.
I think you may have mentioned that. I just wanted to clarify because I was thinking... Why would he want to get with the cheerleader if he knew who she was? Because she seems to be a terrible person.
Right.
And he would know that she was with somebody.
No, he's
stuff.
From another yeah. school who okay. like is playing that school in a football game.
Oh.
And
Who's Barb going to root for?
Right. She's in the marching band. And the other girl's a cheerleader. Anyway, she ends up putting the guy that the college guy that the cheerleader was dating, like, dumps her and, like, posts a photo of, like, her and him kissing. Like, he texts it to her. And I, like, there's a weird connotation that, like, maybe, like, he knew he was doing that, but he still, like, kind of, like, got with her anyway. But, like, I didn't really want to rewind to realize what actually happened because you couldn't waste more than the allotted amount of time that you had to watching this movie. Mm. You know? You were not going to be like, oh, yeah,
when did you know when you were watching it, when were you like, huh? Because I think you were excited to watch this, right?
I was, because I was like, they really hit it out of the park with all the boys that I loved before.
Mm-hmm. And then Peter Kay's back.
Peter Kay's back. I should have known, though, from that. It's a double hitter is rarely two actual hits. I don't know baseball, Ken.
A double hitter is very rarely two actual hits. That was the greatest thing ever. Oh,
I'll look up baseball later. I'll check.
Swinging a punt on that double hitter.
Oh, also, Peter Kavinsky's brother is deaf, which is put in as a subplot, and she pretends to be deaf for a bit so they could meet.
Oh my
like,
God.
What?
This movie actually sounds terrific. I can't wait to watch it.
And then she's like, oh shit, I was planning on just acting deaf and living, like, and like having it work out. And then he's like, oh, that's so great. Like, my brother is deaf. Like, it's so nice to meet other people. And she's like faking sign language. And it's just like.
So how does this thing end?
Why? Okay. So then she writes a song because she undercover at one point, they drop a little hint that maybe she's a good singer. And her cheerleader friend is like, you're a really good singer. Okay, so that's the only hint that's dropped. Oh, and she has a big poetry thing to do.
Watching audience, here's a hint. She's a very good singer. Wait for that.
Wait for that one to come back. I thought it was just a compliment, but it turned out to be more. So she ends up writing this song about how, like, she's a sunflower and she's, like, strong and, like, all this stuff, but, like, she'll never be a rose and she should, like, it's sad. Also, I forgot to mention, her dad is Alan Ruck.
Oh, Alan Ruck.
And Alan Ruck, in this movie, is a famous writer. Yeah, so 10 out of 10 would not recommend.
Interesting way of putting it. 10 out of 10, folks, do not go see this movie.
Don't even think about it.
The movie, 1 out of 10. My recommendation, 10 out of 10 to not see it.
So it was really, really bad. And, and here's the movie I would like it have been. Just, Sierra Burgess and him, like, being together and having just, like, a classic romantic comedy. Because, like, there's a part of it that makes me, like, the whole subcontext was supposed to be that she was, like, kind of unlovable because of what she looked like. And it's like, what the fuck?
I know.
Like, why do we have to even engage with that version of reality?
Right.
It would be such a stronger movie if you just said, you don't have to.
How about this? How about have a movie where the guy's like, I actually do think you're, like, cute, right? But he's like, he acts like, he's like weak about it because he doesn't want to date her because of the school and how everyone else perceives it, right? It's actually a real life thing, I think, that might happen where it's like she's not the cool cheerleader. So he's like, you're great. Like, and like then he's like wavering and she's like, you're a dick. And then he's like, I'm trying here. And like all that stuff, like that, like something like
No, it just felt like it just felt like they were trying to like write it to be like, this is impossible. And to me watching it, I was like, there's nothing impossible about this. You made it impossible by writing such bad phone conversations.
So inspirational. There's nothing really impossible. Upset.
Well, plus it's just like, I'm just thinking about how nice it would be to see that couple together and like compared to everything else that's on TV and everything like that. It would be so nice. And it's like, why couldn't you just give us that without like the fact that he does not even consent to kissing her? I thought that was, it's really messed up when you see it. Yeah. You're like, that's like a weird thing that was maybe it was still never has never been okay, but could be used as a plot device in a 80s movie, and now as a plot device you're like, you guys, there's so many other plots.
We've done that.
We've actually done that, and we were like, makes us feel a little weird. And I feel like they thought because of the gender, because he was a man, it made it okay, and it so wasn't okay.
Yeah, no, I think that, I mean, at least for me, I'll admit, like, the reaction to it wouldn't be as, like, visceral. It wouldn't be as, like, oh, that's so wrong.
Right.
And then, I mean, I didn't see it. But, like, just you telling me about it, I'm like, oh, okay, that's not right. But it's, like, almost like a theoretical, like, you're right when you, like, because I would think about it, if it was the other way, I'd be like, oh, what a creep.
Yeah, like that's so not.
Yeah, not okay. But this way, it's like, oh, get a smooch off Peter Kay, you know? Maybe I would hide under the car, you know? You never know.
When we all
for a chance with Peter Kay. It is pretty messed up.
Yeah, it was really just like not what I was looking for. I'm also so curious if they filmed that first, before or after.
Oh, why do you ask that? Why do you wonder?
All the Boys I Love
Before. You wow wonder.
I wonder that because I feel like he did a much better job into All the Boys I Love Before. And I would just be curious how the order happened where he was like...
Well, I mean, maybe he just had better... Like, he just had more to work with.
Oh, yeah. Like everyone, and plus, I think everyone saw that movie or, like, knew that movie could be really amazing.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably what it was, but it was still a notable, like... Or maybe he was just really tired from the other one.
He has a limited amount of energy.
Yeah,
right?
and he already let out too many whoa, whoa, whoa on the other set. And also, I think, it was just bad. Would not recommend.
It gives me slight throwback to the movie Angus. You ever see Angus?
It sounds really.
I'm wondering
familiar.
If it holds up. It was like kind of a movie I liked back in the day, and it's about a bigger dude in high school who's like picked on endlessly, and he's got a great relationship with like another nerd and his grandfather, and like that's about it. But he's a really sweet kid, and he's in love with this, you know, beautiful girl who is like also not treated really that well, you know. And it's like how the, you know, and I remember being pretty sweet. I'd like to go back and see if like, they kind of played that off pretty well.
I just think really the part that was just so messed up is it's like I just would be happy to have seen that couple just have like a nice relationship. Like I think, and like even with trouble and turmoil, like every rom-com has, but like not ones where you were like, oh, this is both problematic and also just is not putting people in the right mindset of like what
it sounds really, really condescending.
Yeah, it was just like this is what they think you have to do, and it's like it'd be so nice if it was like, of course that's not what you have to
do. You can't let, like, you're really just showing your cards if you're like, we're going to let this character completely off the hook.
Yeah.
Because she's not, like, traditionally, like, beautiful or whatever, like, the cheerleader or whatever you want to say.
Right.
You know, and, like, but the crazy thing is, like, we've seen her. She's very cute.
She's adorable. And she's,
if she's
like,
good at
attractive.
Sending pictures via text, like, what more would you want in a relationship, Kendra? I want cute pics of animals.
There's a giraffe. There's a monkey. There's a... I honestly can't remember all the... They had a lot of... Oh, she did a picture of fish kissing. And then I was supposed to say...
Fish Kishin.
Well, she's a great conversationalist.
Sounds wonderful there.
Yeah, anyway. Well.
Okay.
Are you going to watch that?
I'm probably not going to watch that now. Well, I might watch To All the Boys I Loved Before again. I think I might too.
Yeah, I honestly...
Also, another movie I want to watch again? Mission Impossible 6. Oh. So good. See it in the theaters. Oh my God.
When's it going to come out of the theaters?
It's still doing pretty well. It's probably going to be another few weeks. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks everyone for listening to 2 Degrees of Perry Gilpin.
Thank you, guys.
You can support us through listener support. Just to be clear what it is. It's a way...
Oh, this is good. I haven't heard this.
Where you send us... What is it? You go to anchor.com, I believe the app, and you can be like, oh, I want to support them. And you can be like, oh, I'm going to give them $1 every month.
Every minute we talk.
No. $1 every month or $3 every month. I honestly can't remember the monies.
Yeah.
Either way, we're very uncomfortable about it. We don't really want
So far,
it.
We've actually reached our goal, which is $0. But we'd like to surpass it, if possible.
Oh, soon we're going to start doing, what is the thing, like fundraising? Like what PBS does?
Yeah, yeah.
And we're just going to start like playing, I don't know, Joan Baez concerts.
Yeah, well, yeah, we'll bring in the, yeah.
And be like, hey, if you could please.
It's like every time I would turn that on, it would always be the Roy Orbison black and white concert. Like every time you're like, did you guys run out of material? Because it seems like this is it.
It seems like you stopped in 1960.
And this is the funny thing is like you realize like, oh, right, all the other things they own are all like Ken Burns documentaries. Right. And that's not selling anything.
It doesn't
anything.
Really, yeah.
It's not exciting.
No, all the Roy Orbison is so good. We recently just sang some Roy Orbison and some karaoke.
Oh, yeah. I tried
and
anyway.
A little line.
I was a little.
Me too. My throat hurt. So yeah. So that's what listener support is. You can also follow us on Instagram.
Yep.
Degrees of Perry. Perry follows us, so you probably should too.
She follows us. She retweeted
us. Something our Twitter.
About us. Something about us, or was that?
Oh, that was on Twitter. That was our tweet.
It's our tweet.
She retweeted our tweet. Yeah, anyway, so you could also find us on Twitter. I think that's honestly all we have. Oh, also subscribe and write a review if you're in the mood.
Please.
Yeah. Also, the Anchor app. On the Anchor app, you can applaud things. And we just want to say a special little shout out to Vinny, who's been listening to all of the episodes. And he's been applauding them. And I've been watching as he goes through the catalog.
I hope he makes it to this episode. Because he's going one by one. He might trail off.
I know. He might leave. And that's okay. And I'm totally cool with that, Vinny.
Vinny, thank you so much for the work you put in.
But we're so thankful that you listen. And thank you so much.
Yeah.
And thanks to everyone else. But mostly.
No, thanks to Vinny, and that's it. Sorry, everyone else.
Okay. Have a good one.
Have a great one.